right. The three dudes. These three dudes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone. Okay, the three gods.
Yeah. Are we all going to go to India next March?
Yeah. Let's celebrate Holi.
I think we should. Sounds amazing. Yeah. Good to know, I guess. Yeah. I don't think I want to go to Indian prison.
Yeah. I'll just stick to the milkshake.
Hello and welcome to this episode of I Should Have Known, the trivia game show that can't be trusted. Each week, our quizmaster presents you with four big facts on a topic, but one of those facts is a lie. And this week, the whole I Should Have Known crew is in India to celebrate Holi. So in the spirit of nostalgia, we thought it'd be fun to remaster our old episode on Holi from season 2. So we hope you enjoy, and happy Holi!
And our quizmaster today is Soups.
Hello.
And Soups is going to be presenting us with four facts on the Indian festival of color, Holi. But be careful, because one of those facts is a lie. So join me, Andy, and our other host, Tanner, in trying to figure out which one it is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Tanner's vibing over here.
I'm in party mode.
Well, it's a shame we don't have any colors to throw on each other.
I think that with the equipment in the studio, that would not really fly.
Make a mess.
Yeah. Have you guys played Holi?
No.
We have not.
I never have.
No. Nope. I'm guessing you have seen pictures of what Holi looks like.
And
on
I
the
have
festival
seen people
like.
Doing it.
Yeah.
You know. So they throw colors at each other. Is
Correct.
It pigment? Is it paint? Is it dust?
Yeah. So the Hindi word is called gulal.
Okay.
And so gulal is basically that powder which is made from different dyes.
Okay.
You know, in the early days, of course, it was taken naturally from different plants and everything. Of course, nowadays, different chemicals exist, which lately in India, of course, they are harmful to your skin. So now again, there's a movement that you have organic, natural stuff.
Yeah.
Gulal, you said?
Gulal. G-U-L-A-L.
Cool.
Gulal. Okay. So low-hanging fruit. Traditionally in India, which month of the year is usually Holi celebrated?
I don't know.
Think about it. It's colors.
I think it's in the spring.
Spring or summer, yeah.
April or May?
Okay.
I'm going to say June?
Okay. You just had to go one back. It's always in March.
March.
Okay.
Because in Hindu calendar, that's when the spring starts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the celebration of the end of the winter.
Okay.
I used to really like it, and I was also really afraid of play because, you know, it's just you go out on the streets and random people are just like throwing colors at you.
Yeah.
But the other part is that in March, I used to have exams.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, I was not allowed because I had to be studying all day, so I couldn't go out and play.
Yeah.
Mm.
And Holi is a very unique festival in a way, because I think it's one of the few festivals that's actually celebrated across India. Because, you know, it's a land of so much diversity and we have like regional festivals. There are only few like national festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So one form or the other, every region in India, they celebrate it.
Okay.
It is celebrated in the month called Falgun, according to the Hindu calendar.
Okay.
All right. So are we ready for some facts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get it.
All right. Fact number one. Holi is actually associated with fire rather than color.
Fire.
Fire. Okay.
So this will take us back to the origin of Holi. Why do we celebrate Holi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So also for people who don't know, I think this is a great context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holi literally means burning in Hindi. And there used to be an evil king called Hiranyakashipu. He was angry that his brother was killed by Lord Vishnu, who was part of the trio Vishnu, Brahma, Mahesh. Like the three dudes who are the protector of universe, according to Hindu mythology.
Right. The three dudes.
The three dudes.
These three dudes.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone. Okay. The three gods.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like, I love the way that you put it. The three dudes who protect everyone, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So Vishnu, his job is to preserve life and death in the universe. And the evil king, he wanted to kill Vishnu because, you know, he killed his brother. He started praying. And finally, he was granted a boon that he is invincible, that nobody can kill him.
Whoa.
Okay?
Okay.
So with that, you know, power went inside his head and to his entire kingdom, he went and said that, hey, stop praying to all the other gods. From now on, you only pray to me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then there's a catch. He had a young son called Prahlad. And Prahlad was an ardent devotee of Vishnu.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't pray to his father. So this evil king got like really mad that, hey, why are you not praying to me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And the son said, no, no, I'm only going to be praying to Vishnu. So the king said that the son had to die. There's no other way. And he tried like many different things to kill his own son, but he couldn't find a way to kill it. Okay.
Okay.
So then he reached out to his sister for help. The name of the sister was Holika. Okay. Holika also had a boon that she could not burn. Like she is immune to fire.
Okay.
So the evil king, he came out with a strategy that he's going to make a pyre and he's going to light it up and he's going to send his sister and Prahlad and he'll just burn it up. And then because she's immune to fire and Prahlad will die. That was his master plan.
Okay.
She lit the fire. And of course, because Prahlad was a devotee of Vishnu, Vishnu came and saved him. So the sister who had a boon was burned to ashes.
Oh, no.
And Prahlad survived. This festival, in essence, means good winning over evil. Holi, there's a festival that lasts 2 days. So this is day one, which is called Holika Dhan, where people light up huge bonfires.
Okay.
They're praying around, you know, they're celebrating around that, okay, finally the evil is dead and the good wins.
Right.
And the second day is called the Rangwali Holi, which is when they play with colors. So that's why Holika, which literally means burning. And that's where the word holy comes from.
Okay, there it is.
Wow.
That's like Hindu mythology 101 right there.
It makes a lot of sense because we think of it as like powder, but I imagine it probably started related. It was ash.
Probably.
Because you just burned a bunch of stuff. You have a bunch of ash, throw it on everyone.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that makes much more sense. Like why? Because it is kind of a weird thing. Like, what are these powders? Have we always had them? Like, what is this?
And I mean, historically, it connects too, because a lot of old paints and pigments come from burnt things, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So then here, I don't think Soup's made up that story.
Yeah, that's a great story.
That's a great story. Does that have anything to do with holy?
Right.
I guess I could see how fire and color could eventually become associated. You know, fire itself is fairly like variegated, like, you know. We have three more facts, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to hear.
All right. So day two takes us to fact number two. The colors in Holi festival symbolizes equality.
Okay.
Okay.
So the other myth that's associated with Holi is to do with Lord Krishna. His love of his life, she was called Radha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Lord Krishna is that his skin color was blue.
Oh, yeah.
And he was very embarrassed about it.
Oh, no.
And, you know, as compared to Radha, who was this fair-skinned woman. So he felt really embarrassed, right?
Okay.
So his mother, Lord Krishna's mother, suggested that he smudge some colors into Radha's skin so that they look the same.
Uh-huh.
And of course, that's totally okay because he's a god.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you're a god, they let you do these things.
Exactly. And so... And so Holi became a way for Indian men and women to mingle by putting color on each other's bodies.
Okay.
And so these colors, when you smudge it in everyone's body, everyone now looks the same because you have different colors.
Right.
So irrespective of your caste, creed, color, you all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these colors symbolize.
Okay.
That everyone looks the same, right?
Yeah.
Once they play Holi.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're all covered.
And... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Instead of saying that you're like colorblind, like you don't see differences in color,
it's
like,
really
I'm
opposite.
Colorful.
Yeah.
I see all color.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. And that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're literally covering your skin. And if I'm not mistaken, like you just go out in the street and people are like playing in the street. Yeah. So like I can kind of see where like the equality thing comes. Because if you're just going in the street and you're throwing this on everybody, I mean, I guess theoretically, like you don't know who you're throwing. If it's if it's allowed that like anyone can throw this on anybody, that's kind of saying a lot, you know, especially like even more so like back in the day.
So that brings us to fact number three.
Okay.
Cannabis is made legal in India during Holi.
They can do this?
Wow. Wow.
That's one way to celebrate.
So during Holi, one of the most popular drink is called Thandai. Thandai basically means to cool off. And it's basically a milkshake that is a mixture of almonds, cardamom, fennel seeds, rose petals, peppercorns, poppy seeds, saffron, and milk, along with bhang, which is this traditional Indian green-colored paste of the young leaves, flowers, and stems from the cannabis plant.
Oh.
And Bhang has a lot of historical and religious connections, especially mm-hmm. to Hindu religion, and especially during Holi, because Bhang is connected with Lord Shiva.
We're and, just getting all yeah, the gods in here.
And so the government, they make it legal to be available during the Falgun month when India celebrates Shivratri, which is like end of February. Shivratri is basically a day celebrating Lord Shiva and up until Holi, which is the start of the spring.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
But only for this period, it's totally okay. You can actually, there are government-owned bhang shops that you can go and buy.
Oh, that milkshake sounds delicious.
Oh, it's amazing.
I do not like milky things,
yeah.
but I like literally everything that went into that. Yeah. I've never tried Bhang. I don't know if I'd like yeah. it, but okay.
Bhang's the meat. That gives the cake in that milkshake.
Okay. Nice.
And but it's
I like
cold.
The peppercorns yeah. and cool, the huh? rose and yeah. the cardamom. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, this is one thing that you have to try it in your life.
Are we all going to go to India next March?
Yeah. Let's celebrate Holi.
I think
yeah.
we should. That sounds amazing.
I think, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What is it called? Tondai?
Tandai.
Tandai.
Yeah.
So I want to ask, getting back to the fact.
Yes.
So Bhang, you're talking about how cannabis is legal. Is it only legal in this form? Or can you like light up a joint in India during this month?
I mean, it's a way no one stops you.
Purchasing anything of this plant.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So like smoking a J is very different from drinking a milkshake.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So that's what I was asking. Yeah. If it's only legal as Bhang, but other forms of consumption are still not allowed.
It's all accepted.
They just decriminalize it all for this month.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hmm.
I feel like I would have heard more white people getting excited about that if that was real.
Right.
Because you have to also understand that Bhang, you don't only use in Tandai. You can use it, you know, for a lot of other purposes. You don't necessarily have to. I mean, it's known to be used in Tandai because that's like the main use. But you can just buy Bhang tablets anywhere from the shop and you know, consume it in other form as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's kind of what I was wondering though, because like that's a traditional thing.
Yeah.
It's very different, I think, from the relationship with cannabis in like Europe or in the US, right? Mm-hmm. So like...
But cannabis as a plant is very historical and has, you know, a lot of connections to India.
Sure. It's a plant.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's surprising.
I have a lot more questions now, if that's true, you know? Like, do they tax it then? Is it legal to grow, but then only for that month? So you have to, like, kill your plants every other month of the year? Like, how's that work?
Yeah, I don't know. But I could see, like, this is a traditional drink and a thing. People want to be able to practice their traditions without worrying about going to jail.
Right.
That's the idea.
That's why I was asking, like, foreigners can't come in here and just be, like, you know, like, just smoking or eating or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
This rule only applies to people doing the traditional, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, you know, if you're taking part in the Holi festival, no one's stopping you from drinking Tandai, right?
Yeah.
So you can just go.
Right, yeah.
And
right.
there's Bhang in it, so.
Okay. So we have one more fact.
Yeah. Fact number four. Holi is also a public holiday in Guyana and Suriname.
Huh.
All the way over in South America.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
That is hard to believe.
So East Indians arrived in Guyana from 1838. They were brought there to work in the sugar plantations by our dear friends, the British, because slavery was banned in 1834. So the British had to find a new way, a new system to, you know, repackage slavery.
Yeah.
So you know what they did? They called them laborers or apprentice. So
did they get paid?
Yeah.
Well, the conditions were still the same, right? So, but, you know, they just rebranded the whole concept and transported them from all the way from this state called Bihar, which is in the east of India, which is also where Holi is super popular.
Okay.
And so that's where majority of them came from, and they started working in the sugar plantations, because the British also took Indians to a lot of other countries like Mauritius, Fiji, and, you know, everywhere else. But in Caribbean, these two countries. So, of course, they stayed and they, you know, now it's like one of the biggest communities there.
Mm-hmm.
And their Holi is actually called Fagwa, which is connected with the month Falgun.
Mm.
Oh, okay. So,
and
that makes sense.
It's a national holiday, and they celebrate it by going to the national stadium in Guyana in Georgetown. It's actually one of the biggest cultural events of the country.
Wow.
Interesting.
The story makes sense. Kind of a side note, I just interviewed for my other podcast a medical student from the Caribbean who is of Guyanese descent, and her family is Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had just heard about this.
Yeah.
There's many Indian people
yes.
who live in the Caribbean, specifically in Guyana.
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. I had no idea.
And like around Carnival, like I know in mm-hmm. like Trinidad, there's a community there too.
Yeah.
Do they have an officially recognized holy?
Mm-hmm. And also the connection with Suriname as well?
Yeah. Yeah, they went to different. They're so right. Guyana and Suriname were the countries where you'll find the biggest presence. Of course, you'll also find them in Jamaica, right. Trinidad, mm-hmm. like the entire Caribbean.
Right.
But these two countries where I would say the concentration.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. yeah. one was British and one...
Wasn't it Dutch?
Was Dutch, Suriname? Yeah. yeah. And the French still somehow have their Guyana. It's,
yeah.
It's still theirs.
Yeah. yeah.
And not enough people think that's weird.
yeah.
Okay, so those were my four facts about Holi, the yeah. Festival of Colors.
Yeah, that was great. It was super cool. Learned a lot of things. Apparently every god is involved, but it's not religious somehow.
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be hard work, though, mm-hmm. to figure out the lies. So can you repeat the four facts right. about Holi, and then Tanner and I will guess.
Yep.
we'll okay. do something.
Yeah.
All right. So, fact number one, Holi is actually associated with fire. Fact number two, the colors in Holi festival symbolizes equality. Fact number three, cannabis is made legal during Holi. And finally, fact number four, Holi is also a public holiday in Guyana and Suriname.
Oh man, that's not easy.
No. So, what I'm thinking is that I'm going to avoid one and two.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start talking about symbolism and cultural history and these kinds of things, it's hard to even say true or false.
Yeah.
So like, I definitely think you could just play with the fact of like, no, it's about color, like, duh.
Yeah.
But like, otherwise it's like, I don't know how I could have known.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to touch those.
Right. I can see some possibilities where the lies could be, but
yes.
maybe the other ones are easier to pinpoint yeah. as a lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So my thinking is it's one of the last two and I'm really leaning towards three.
Mm-hmm.
This just sounds fishy.
You don't think that the cannabis is legal for that month?
No.
Do you think it's That's, ever legal
the
there?
The whole policy sounds like a nightmare yeah. to instate.
Yeah.
Maybe it's decriminalized. Maybe it's like a kind of an understanding uh-huh. of like, you're not going to get arrested for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's just not
during
enforced.
During this time, it's not enforced. But the idea that you actually make it legal for just one month seems like a logistical nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe that it's lax.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay. And I think it's the last one because I think that while they probably have a lot of people from India of Indian descent, and so I think that they celebrate these, but I think maybe it's not an official public bank holiday sort of thing.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah.
That it wouldn't be like a full, yeah, like St. Patrick's Day or
right.
like these kinds of cultural holidays, which
yes.
are not real Halloween.
Yeah, no, you don't get a day off of work for Halloween.
You don't get a Halloween. Day off of work. Oh, you should.
yeah. So I think number four.
Yeah. Okay, so we're in agreement. Don't touch one and two.
I like
Good.
Those too much.
Good.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
that you didn't touch one and two because they are true.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think because both of them are the original, you know, it's mythology.
Yeah.
Right? Right, yeah.
But that is what is widely, it's got to do with Hiranyakashipu. That's a very cool story.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
love that story.
Yeah.
And Krishna, I mean, because this is celebrated, Holi is very more popular in North India than
okay.
in South.
Mm-hmm.
And in the North, in his birth town in Dwarka. This is, I think it's also for listeners who have probably never been to India. This is one of the things that you should experience
mm-hmm.
Holi there.
Yeah.
Google about it.
Yeah.
Holi in Dwarka.
Have you actually been?
Not in Dwarka per
okay,
se,
yes,
but,
yeah.
but
so,
that's also one of the things that I really want to do as well.
Yeah. For sure.
March.
Yeah.
Done. That's
Book
it.
Our tickets for
you
Dwarka.
You know I'm not, you know you can't say that. Seems, like,
I mean, it's for me going back
really
to like India.
Yeah,
and we've been
go
talking
home.
About planning a trip to India and
True.
The States like since forever. So
True.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All
Sounds
right.
good. Okay. Fact number three, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think the reason is that I think you were talking about it when we were discussing the fact and I didn't want to delve into
uh-huh.
it too much.
okay.
Bhang technically is legal, always, 12
okay.
months
oh,
a year.
Okay.
You can buy bhang anytime.
Uh-huh.
Because from cannabis, you also get weed,
mm-hmm.
right.
right?
Yes.
Which is ganja. Basically, bhang is the paste which is derived from grinding cannabis leaves and stems together,
mm-hmm.
right.
while ganja or weed is more potent and made from dried flower buds of the plant.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And so ganja and hash are banned.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But bhang,
mm-hmm.
as I said, there are government-owned bhang shops. So
right.
you mm-hmm. can buy yeah, of course, during Holi, sure, but also you can go any other time by and enjoy bhang.
It must be that the THC is in the buds.
It's in
the flowers.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, bhang is also intoxicating. You're going to get high. Yeah, I mean,
Okay.
Like, you can't just smoke a J in the street. No, for sure not. Yeah, okay.
For sure not.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's legal all the time.
Bhang is.
This one form. Yeah. Yes. It's traditional.
But ganja or hashish, no. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think if any member of the government, they're listening to this episode, I think it's time they should amend this law. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah. Good to know, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to go to Indian prison.
Yeah. I'll just stick to the milkshake. It's fine.
Yeah, that sounds good. What was it called again?
Tandai.
Yeah. And then you throw your gulal at everyone. Mm-hmm. And I learned so many words today.
So many.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's great.
Thank you so much. And I should have known.
Thanks
for listening to this episode of the I Should Have Known podcast. And if you are a listener on Spotify, please leave us a 5-star rating. And as always, thanks for listening.
Let's say he was very famous with the women folk.